Live donation of kidneys, where someone voluntarily chooses to give up one of their organs to someone who needs one, really helps reduce the number of people on the waiting list for transplantation. Now a new study shows that a few years ago, men and women were equally likely to choose donation, but now women far outnumber men. Clint Burns, a nurse and transplant coordinator at Johns Hopkins, explains.
Over the 10-year period, women's donations remained stable, but men's declined, particularly in lower-income groups. Researchers suggest that this may be because the financial cost of donating a kidney bars them from donation. Currently, the insurance company of the recipient will pick up the hospital stay and costs of the transplant. Maryland did pass the law that you do get a tax break if you are a living donor, which is a little more than $6,000.
Burns notes that removing financial barriers should encourage more live donation nationally. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.